My name is Bart Baggett. Thank you. We have over 300 people signed up for this exciting call with James, and most people on the call are either from me, your author, your speaker, your hypnotherapist. You've taken one of our courses on psychology and hand-wring analysis, and we're all here to learn something really unique, which is how to make a lot of extra money with the ability to speak. And if you're ready to learn how to make some speaking money, say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, my guest is what we call king of the college speaking market. And even if you don't like college kids, you're going to listen up because you can make money speaking to anybody. But, James, you just happen to have a very unique niche where you train people and you kind of carved out this specialty, which has sort of made you famous in some circles. And without further ado, let me just introduce James Malinchek, everybody.
Well, I really appreciate being on this call, Bart. Thanks for having me, and I'm really looking forward to impacting a whole bunch of people on this call with some information that they never, ever thought of.
Well, I tell you what, there are people on the call that have written 5 books, and there's people that have just read 1 book, and people all in between. So I guess I should start with, here's a serious question. Do you have to be a celebrity or a published author to make money speaking?
No, absolutely not. And we'll kind of get into that and when we cover the 7 myths that you've been led to believe about the speaking market. But no, nobody on this call probably heard of even me before maybe you promoted this, Bart. You know, but that doesn't matter to me. I could care less about being on Oprah. I could care less about being in the USA Today or any of that. All I care about is the people who got money to pay me to speak know my name.
I like that attitude.
And that is one thing that you want to be concerned as a speaker. And when I say speaker, I mean just someone who stands up and shares your message of hope and encouragement and shares your talents, skills, and abilities that could help someone. Because I know we have some hypnotherapists on this call. So I don't want you to think that you've got to be, you know, this polished speaker or anything like that. There's only one thing that matters in this game. I don't care what anybody tells you about the public speaking arena. You know, I hear so many folks that try to tell people, you know, you've got to use hand gestures and you have to walk in a V and you have to do this. And, you know, that's a bunch of BS in my book. You know, I believe it just comes down to a couple real simple things. You have a message that will help people and then you just go deliver it to help people. And then the other thing, and this is real, real key, if we're playing a game of pool, we're playing a game of 8-ball. If I knock in all the balls, but I can't knock the 8-ball in and you can, you beat me, you win. Well, when it comes to making big money as a speaker, whether it's a college niche or a corporate niche or, you know, doing your own private client type niche, there's only one thing that matters, and that's getting to the people who have the money to pay you and make sure they get it to you rather than someone else. That's the 8-ball. Don't you ever forget that. That's the only thing that matters in this business.
Now, that's fascinating because obviously we start thinking about creating a craft to create a message. We talk about the audience that we're actually speaking to because we all want to change lives. Everybody on this phone call has a message and the ability to make a difference. But what you're saying, it's not so much as putting on your business hat. We got to find the people that are going to pay you to give the message, not necessarily the audience that's going to listen, because sometimes those are separate people, right?
Bart, that is a key. That is brilliant. Why don't you say that again so everybody really catches that, because that's profound.
Well, I guess the question was, as the business of being a speaker is different than the art and the craft of speaking to the audience. So you have to figure out who's going to pay you, and the person that pay you will not always be the person in the audience listening.
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of wonderful, talented, kind-hearted people that I've helped over the years who want to help other people, have a great message. Their information will change lives, will make a difference, will make an impact. But you got to remember, that's only 10% of the game. Because I know a lot of wonderful, talented individuals who have, you know, good hearts and really their information impacts people who are sitting home broke and can't pay the light bill.
My Lord.
You know, because the only thing that really matters in this game, and I'm all about dreaming big and, you know, and speaking with passion, but if you can't get those who have the money to give it to you, it doesn't matter how passionate you are.
Come on.
You know, because you're broke.
Come
I mean,
on.
I was that person for many years starting out because I listened to stuff, and Bart, forgive me, but I am a straight shooter and I don't BS people.
You and me both. And if they're my callers, they got the same attitude,
okay.
I promise.
Okay, good. Then I can let go.
Yeah,
let go.
It makes me want to puke. And it has made me want to puke for years when I hear that same old BS line fed throughout the speaking industry to individuals of all walks of life, whether it's a coach, a consultant, trainer, hypnotherapist, you know, whatever it is. That same line has been passed down, especially through speaker associations, for years, and it makes me want to throw up every time I hear it. And here's what it is. Dream big, and you're going to be wealthy.
That's it, huh? That's all it takes.
Dream big, and you're going to have a great speaking career. And you know what my take is? Yeah, that's fine. I'm all about visualizing and dreaming big. But I can dream big all I want. But if I can't get people to pay me, I am broke. I am broke. And you can never, ever forget that. And I apologize. I do not mean to come across harsh. I say this because I care about people. I got fed up about 3 years ago when I heard some I heard a big-name speaker, who charges $10,000 to $20,000 for people to be in his little network, if you will, saying from the stage about just dream big and all this stuff and you're going to be great. And then all these people who listened to that were still broke and came to me to learn how to put money in their account. And I made a decision right then and there. I'm going to change some people's bank accounts. And I do not believe money is a bad thing.
I think we're all, one of my books is on getting wealth and happy. And I think everybody on the call agrees that the more money we have, the more we can help people. You all agree with me on that one?
Exactly. Bart, you were talking to the person down in Louisiana. Louisiana?
That's right. Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay. And, I have a friend who was a top person. I mean, a legitimate top person in the Tony Robbins organization. You know, everybody knows Tony, right?
Right. Yeah.
You mean everybody. Everybody knows him. But this was somebody who actually opened up different countries for Tony to go into. I mean, a real top person.
Wow.
And when the whole Hurricane Katrina thing happened, she called me up. And, you know, she started this foundation because she truly just cared about helping the folks down there. She had a friend who was very established down there, and they got this foundation going, and I said, you know, I'll do whatever I can. What do you want me to do? She says, you know, this is going to sound strange for me to ask, but I need you to take out the checkbook and write a check, because we've got to buy shirts, and we've got to buy Clorox and food, because these people don't have anything.
Oh, my word.
So I called all my friends and told them to take out their checkbook. Now, here's the point. I could have sat in a lotus position all I wanted and went hum, 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 and that wouldn't have helped these people wash their body with the parasites with this Clorox. That's what they needed the Clorox for, and that wouldn't have put shirts on people's backs.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I was able to do that and I was able to go out and get 10 or 11 friends to do the same thing is because we made a whole bunch of money through speaking, and we had that in our bank accounts, and we were able to write a check to help people. I do not believe checks and money are a bad thing.
It's a good thing.
You can, like you said, Bart, you can help more people.
Well, I agree with that, too. Let me also make a note.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, wait. Can we get through the call first and take questions at the end? Or
sure.
we're gonna not get a lot of information to you.
Yeah, listen, also remind people, if you have any background noise, you can hit *6 on your own phone, and that'll mute yourself, but it'll still leave everybody else ability to talk, because I know there may be dogs in the background. And then if you want to come back in and ask a question at the end of the call, because I have a series of questions I want to ask. James has a great agenda, and then we will have time for questions at the end, I promise.
Absolutely.
And so I want to direct you a second, because a lot of us, including myself, have made money speaking already.
Sure.
But I probably wouldn't know the first thing to start telling people how they could duplicate my success. And that's one thing that you've really mastered, is not only did you start making money at an early age, but you've also found some keys to train almost anybody. I mean, what was your background? How did you get started in not only doing the speaking, but just in being a mentor?
Well, you know, I'm much different than most people who started speaking, Bart. I didn't wake up one day and say, I want to go be a speaker. I didn't even know the speaking industry existed. I had no clue about it. I wrote a book, actually, about 3 months before I graduated from college. I started putting my thoughts down into a book. And by the way, I had no idea what the heck I was doing.
Yeah, I did. I understand.
And it took me about 3 years to get it finished. I self-published it. My first self-published book, because I knew nothing about what I was doing, cost me $8 a book to put together. Because
nice.
I printed it at, like, you know, Herb's print shop around the corner.
I
didn't know what I was doing, Bart. But then I learned how to do it the right way. And what I wanted to do was take what happened to me in my background and my experience, which was I landed a job in college with the company I wanted to work for, Merrill Lynch, in the city I wanted to live in, Los Angeles. And yet I was a C student, and you know what a C student is, right?
It's the guy who eventually bosses around the A student?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. But in school, that's called see your way through college. I mean, that
I
was
see.
You know? And I didn't look that great on a resume, and I said, the heck with it, I'm going to go beat out these people. So, long story short, I beat out 74 candidates for a position with Merrill Lynch in Los Angeles, and it hit me one day that, you know, there needs to be a book like this to help kids who are just the average everyday student who think that it's all about grades. So I started putting this book together, literally, when I was in college, didn't know what I was doing, it took me 3 years to do. When I finally learned the right process, I got the book self-published, I'm in my brokerage office, I got all these books, and then a revelation happened, something unbelievable. The bill came.
For the book.
For the book. And I felt real good that I had this book, but I'm still out like $4,000 or $5,000 of money I didn't have at the time. So I opened up the phone book because I figured this is a book helping college students. I opened up the phone book and I looked for every single college in California I could find that I could drive to. And I started just calling, trying to get professors on the phone. And the first guy I got on the phone, I said, sir, you know, I'd like to come and speak to your class. Because I remembered we had guest lecturers come in when I was in college.
Sure.
And he was like, no way. We don't need anybody, blah, blah, blah. I said, but I wrote a book. And it was the most amazing thing, Bart. When I said I wrote a book, his attitude completely changed.
He didn't say you self-published it and you printed it at Kinko's, but
no,
you wrote a book.
It was amazing. He said, wow, you wrote a book? We'd love to have you come in. So I went in. There were about 30 kids in this classroom, and I sold 10 books. And I was so fired up, I went outside that classroom, I went in the bathroom, I looked under the door to make sure nobody was in the stalls, and I started jumping up and down, because I couldn't believe I made $100. And I did that. I started doing the math, right? If I do this 50 times, I'll be rich.
Right.
So, long story short, I did about 70 to 80 of those kind of talks for free. Before I bumped into a gentleman who was at a college, and he said, you know, we actually bring in speakers to speak to our students, and we pay them.
And he went, you're kidding.
I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean you pay them? And he, bless his heart, he was very nice to me, and he started to explain a little bit about it. And just to wrap this story up, Bart, I'm the type of guy that you only have to hit me in the head with a 2x4 once to get me to wake up. I catch the message the first time. And when I learned they paid people to do what I was doing for free as a hobby, I said, man, I'm going to learn everything I can, and I'm going to make some serious cash at this. And then I did it, and I was very successful at it in the college market and then also in the corporate and association market. And then people started to find me and say, well, how did you do it? And for the longest time, I just never told anybody. I just went and did it. And then about 4 years ago, I started to share it with other people.
Well, that's one thing that's interesting, especially about a lot of people on this call particularly. A lot of people on this call have very alternative beliefs, so they're not necessarily mainstream.
Uh-huh.
Me being a handwriting expert, I can get on CNN, but I always couldn't find my niche with the corporate market, you know, the IBMs, and that's
sure.
a little bit too hocus-pocus. And so years ago, you know, as I started to do the speaking circuit, I could get booked for the wives or for the assistants,
right.
but I was never the keynote because I wanted the 10 grand. But when I first met you and started hearing about the college market, that made so much sense, especially because I started also very young as well. And that's a market that I think would grasp to almost any message, especially alternative or something new or cutting edge. And it seems to be what you found is a little niche there that I sure didn't know about 10 years ago.
Well, you know, it's amazing, Bart. I have seen, and, you know, later on in the call, I'm sure we'll go over the topics. I'm sure that's one of your questions, you know, what's the most booked stuff on the college circuit? But I have seen some of the most outrageous topics that I never would ever think would be booked. I mean, guys talking about UFOs. and extraterrestrials, and you know, that have landed here.
And getting paid $3,000 to do it.
Yeah, unbelievable. Lady talking about how students and faculty and human beings in general could learn to communicate and get along better by studying the communication patterns of dolphins. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And
wow.
This lady's getting $5,000 and having schools come up and book her to go to their school as well. And I'm thinking, the lady's talking about fish.
They're technically mammals, James. Let's not insult the fish.
I'm saying that as a joke. But, yeah, you know, just, you're right. You hit the nail on the head. Blew my mind.
Well, let me tell you. I was confused about what the college market was, because I have comedians who do the college market that are professional comedians.
Right.
They get paid $1,500, and most people don't call them professional comedians. I saw Ronald Reagan speak at Pepperdine.
Right.
So I thought, well, either I'm a comedian or I'm a president. But apparently there's another market in there, and there was a lot of myths which I assumed I just couldn't do because of whatever reason. What are some of those myths that make us think that we can't walk into the college market and get that $5,000 check?
Great question. I'm going to spend about 10 minutes on this because this is so important. This is what I call laying the foundation of the house. You know, you can build your house on a solid foundation or on shifting sand. Which do you want? You know, solid foundation will stand the test of time. And if you understand this stuff, this foundation, the rest of the information I share with you will make sense. The seven myths are these, and I figure these out over the last few years. Myth number one is that there is no money in the college market. For years, Bart, people would walk up to me before I started sharing this stuff. People would walk up to me all the time and, you know, kind of in a sarcastic way, they would say, you know, there's no money speaking in the college circuit. And for years, I would say, well, yeah, you're probably right.
You package $300,000 a year in your pocket, right?
Yeah, just keep on keeping on. Let me explain why there's money. Because if you understand it, then you get excited about it. Bart, did you go to college?
Yeah, I went to Pepperdine University on the hill in Malibu.
Oh, man, how lucky is that? Well, when you registered for classes, Bart, there are a whole bunch of fees that you paid.
Yes, including a lot of fees I didn't understand, but it cost me $20, $30, $40.
There you go. One of those fees that you just glazed over, that we all glaze over, is called an activities fee.
Uh-huh.
That activities fee goes to pay for exactly what it sounds like, activities at the school, meaning hypnotherapists, speakers, authors, trainers, coaches, consultants, comedians, bands, okay? That fee could be real small, like $20. It could go up to, you know, $100, depends on the school. Also, that fee could be charged every year or every semester. Depends on the school. So let's take a school, let's say 10,000 students, and the fee's only $20. That's $200,000 a year coming in every year, and sometimes at most schools every semester. I talked at Syracuse University about 4 weeks ago. After my talk, I asked the guy, I said, how many kids do you have that go to school here? He said, 18,000. I said, what's your activities fee? He said, $70.
Wow.
Start doing the math, 1.2 million. And then he told me next year we're doubling it to 140. That's 2.5 million every year coming in. Matter of fact, the week after I were there, they were bringing Billy Joel in. So, you know, my line now, Bart, is I open for Billy Joel.
Nice.
We were just a week apart. But also, in addition to that, there are donations from alumni. There are also state and federal grants that come in. So, I mean, for years, people have been led to believe there's no money. Well, there you go. I just proved and taught you why there's money.
And so you got to figure out who controls that $2 million purse string and get their message in front of that one person, right?
Yeah. Well, there's actually various people who control it. And if anybody wants, do you want to give that website, Bart, with that you sent out to your folks, because there's a special report that people could get that I have, that's the 17 key people on college campuses who could book you to speak. And these are the folks.
I'm pretty sure that most people saw it, but let me give it again. It was bartbaggett.com/James. bartbaggett.com/James. That'll click you through. And I think as soon as you registered, I think on the confirmation page,
right,
there was that 17 reports. I'm pretty sure they have that. And if not, you definitely can email me or James's office to get that for you.
Yeah, and I wanted you to tell them that again, Bart, because some people may have just, like, glanced over it and not even paid attention. But those are the folks right there. There are 17 of them. Okay? The second myth that people have been led to believe is that the college and university market is the same as other speaking markets. You know, whether you speak in the corporate and association market, or you speak to all women's organizations, or you speak in the furniture niche, whatever that is, it's totally different. It's like apples and oranges, night and day, and I'll get into more of that in a second. Third myth you've been led to believe is that you have to be well known. Well, we kind of talked about that already. You only have to be known by the people who have the money. That's all that matters. You know, again, Bart, a lot of people on this call never heard of me prior to you promoting me. But, you know, if I go into a college conference, per se, everybody knows me because these are the people who have the money, and I've made sure they got to know me. Okay? You don't have to be a celebrity.
Yeah, because the colleges, they sort of don't perceive themselves to have the budget to bring in Ronald Reagan every week.
Well, especially
now, obviously.
Right, yeah.
So they want to pick somebody that's fascinating within their budget, so to speak.
You hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. I mean, they're not always going to bring a Billy Joel in.
Right. But most colleges couldn't afford that anyway.
Correct.
But they do have budgets.
What they do have to do is have continuing education for these kids, or continuing entertainment also. Okay.
Right.
The fourth myth is that you need to have a video or a fancies type video and an expensive press packet. No, you don't. And I'll tell you in myth five what I learned is the most effective way to hit these people. Myth five is that you must make hundreds of cold calls in order to get booked. Now, Bart, I started out as a stockbroker.
You're used to cold calling.
Well, I started, you know, because I heard that same BS when I got into sales training. You hear it in all sales training. You make 100 cold calls a day, you'll get 10 people interested, you'll get one new client or customer. And I said, you know, now I know why stockbrokers jump out of windows. This is crazy. I'm not doing this. Right? So I never cold called when I was, you know, starting out as a broker, and I never made one cold call to get a speaking engagement. You know, here's the way I think about it, and I don't care if you've never given a speech. If you're brand new starting, you have to think of yourself in this manner. Jay Leno would not be cold calling to get gigs. Okay? You should not be doing that. I went to about 20 or 30 coordinators years ago when I was starting out, and I asked them, tell me how you like to be marketed to. It's amazing what you can get if you just ask for it. And one thing they told me, they were very adamant, do not cold call me. If you cold call me, I'll never bring you to my school, because what right do you have to interrupt my busy day?
Wow.
So I asked them, I said, well, what do you like? You like postcards? No, postcards, we just kind of flick them. You can't really get a lot of info on there. We like to get a 4-page, 8.5 by 11 brochure that you can get all the information you need about you and your background and how you benefit our students and faculty on this 4-page brochure. It looks nice and professional. And here's the thing, Bart, it only costs 39 cents to mail out.
And that's what they want. That's exactly what they want.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they want. And I am a real big believer that when somebody tells me what they want and what will work, I don't draw charts and I don't, you know, look up at the stars and to make sure they're aligned to make sure this thing's going to work. I just do whatever they say. I don't have to analyze it. Okay, myth number six about the college and university market is that you can't get repeat bookings. Totally false. There's something called orientation, back to school, welcome week. Okay, these are generally held in August and September and January and February. And this is exactly what it sounds like. This is when all the students and the parents will be there. And every single year, there's a new group of students and parents. Okay, I mean, Bart, I've done over 100,000 in 1 month just at colleges.
Dollars. That's a good month.
Not dreams, not 100,000 dreams. $100,000. Dreams did not pay my electric bill. Those dollars did. Okay? Now, here are three keys for anyone listening, so write these down. This comes from the coordinators again. If you want to get booked over and over at colleges, three things are real important. Number one, and this is going to sound funny, but they have to like you.
Of course, rapport.
Right, basic rapport. Number two, you simply have to have a message or a program that helps the students and or the faculty. And number three, this is key, okay? You have to be easy to work with. you cannot request green M&Ms and yellow licorice.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have yellow licorice, but you get the gist. If you're hard to work with, they will not hire you. And if you, number one, get along with them and they like you, number two, you have a good message that helps the students and the faculty, and number three, you're easy to work with, they want to bring you in every year because they're a new group of students, and it's one less thing they got to worry about that year.
Okay. It's risk-free. They know you're going to do what you're supposed to do, and they're not going to get any negativity on it. You're just risk-free.
Yes, sir, Bart. You hit the nail on the head. And just the last myth, and I really want everyone to catch this, because this right here paralyzes a lot of people and makes them stop from moving forward. Myth number seven is that you must be a great speaker. I am not a great speaker by any means. I'll bet there are people on this call that would blow me away on an evaluation form. Okay? I don't think you have to be a great speaker. Here's what you need. You need a message that helps people, and then just go start telling it and help people. Bart, I've talked at 1,500 colleges, and I have fallen off of two stages in the middle of my programs.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Once I fell into an orchestra pit, and the other time I fell into the front row, and football players caught me.
Sorry to laugh, but that's really funny.
No. You know, and I've been named two-time college speaker of the year, and it's not because of my great presentation skills. It's because I have a message that helps these kids be better, and I just stand up and I speak it.
Well, that's really inspiring because a lot of people feel, in fact, I think that's the number one fear in America above death is public speaking.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if they're on this call, they either have a desire to learn or they feel like they have a message they want to get out.
Right.
But most people won't start until they're perfect. It's like most people publishing a book. They never get it finished because it's not perfect. Their message isn't perfect. I'm not ready for a big crowd. I mean, I'm like you, James. I'm 18 years old. I started giving speeches even though I was terrible.
Right.
But you got to get started, and you might as well get paid while you get started.
And here's my philosophy. Good enough is good enough. Okay?
Well, the money spends the same, doesn't it?
Yeah. You will never make it perfect like you want to make it. So get going. And here's the thing, too, you know, because a lot of folks, I understand, have a fear of public speaking. I get that, okay? But understand this. Whatever you're up there talking about, as long as you did not give the audience a word-for-word outline, which you should do anyway, right? If you forget something or you leave something out or screw up, so what? The audience didn't know what you were going to say anyway.
Nope.
So, you know, don't let that paralyze you. You don't have to be great. Okay, you don't have to be polished. Actually, let me share this part. I believe this. The more polished you are, the worse it is for you because the less the audience will relate to you.
I've seen that. I've seen some of the kind of homespun, folky people. They connect and go, you know what? I'm like him. I'm like her.
Bingo.
I'm not that slick. I'm not that college-educated, perfect, pristine from the suburbs. I'm a normal guy, and so is this guy with the accent. And they connect better with sometimes people that aren't as slick, that stutter a little bit, that lose their place. It's totally okay.
Absolutely. One of the things you should never do is change who you are. I mean, unless you're an idiot, of course that you change.
And you should change.
But, you know, be more of who you are because that's your uniqueness. I'll give you a quick example. I met a guy, Joe Martin. He's a professor when he was $800 a speech. He's come to three of my boot camps. I actually bring him back as a speaker now. And he grew up in Liberty City in Miami, Florida, same place a guy named Les Brown grew up, who's a great speaker. Joe says, James, you don't understand something. I grew up on the bad side of the ghetto. Les grew up on the good side.
I
didn't know there was a good and bad side. You know, and Joe was he went on to become the youngest person in the history of the state of Florida to ever become a college professor. He did by age 24, despite growing up in a ghetto.
Wow.
And when he was speaking, when I first met him, he was trying to be too professorish, if that's even a word, you know, too polished. I said, Joe, that's not you. These people's lives will be changed when you go back to being who you are. That kid that grew up in a ghetto that had rats crawling over him when he was, you know, sleeping at night. And I said, it's okay to show where you could be, but you got to show them who you are as a person. Don't put on an act. Just come out and be yourself. And ever since then, he just came out and started, you know, talking like he normally talks rather than an eloquent professor. Yes. Don't change who you are.
Dave, let me ask you. I know that in Los Angeles, I'm going to be at your boot camp, and you've got one in Florida. Is there more than just you at the boot camp, or do you bring in some of these speakers as well to kind of fluff it out and add some of the customized stories?
Well, I originally used to do 4 days of training from 8 in the morning until 10, 11 o'clock at night myself. And I got sick and had one time where I went to the hospital with IVs in me because I was just totally dehydrated.
Sure, sure.
So I teach 80% of the time. I've brought in some speakers. Actually, the last boot camp I did was the first time I brought in Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup of the Soul and some other folks. And this boot camp coming up in Orlando, these two, and in Los Angeles, I'm bringing in some folks who you probably could not get to in another sense, but who have topics that will help you, like Joe Martin. You know, Bart, Joe gets paid $7,500 to $12,000 to go speak for 90 minutes in high schools.
High schools? I didn't know high schools had any money.
They do if you do it the way Joe does. And most people get $500, $1,000. He gets $7,500 to $12,000 to go for 90 minutes. So I'm bringing him in to teach something like that.
Wow. Now, Jack Canfield, people don't know this, but Jack's a friend of mine. He actually studied handwriting analysis in high school.
Oh, wow.
And he has used it secretly all these years to help make business decisions.
Wow.
And nobody knows that. I sat down with him one day, and he goes, Bruno Bar, I love what you do, and if you ever need endorsement, let me know. But here's something I've always used, and people on this call would probably appreciate that. He has a great new book on success as well. And he, of course, is a co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, which is by far one of the best-selling books ever, a series of books.
Sure.
And I don't know if he'll be at your camp, but he's also one of these guys that's just so warm and friendly. You just well, of course he's going to be successful. He has that kind of soul.
Yeah, absolutely. Jack will not be at my camp. I had him the last time, and I try to switch it up, you know, and bring in like a different two or three or four people every time. But I'll tell you what Jack said. That's the first time he'd heard about my stuff a long time, and I've known him for a long time, but he'd never actually seen me teach people how to make money. And he said, I want to give you a testimonial, and he gave me a testimonial that is unbelievable. It's one of the best you could ever have. I mean, he said that you'll make your money back in a week or two after listening to James.
That's fantastic. Well, there's a bonus that I'm throwing in. I'm not speaking at your L.A. boot camp, but I'm going to be there. Anybody that comes from my list, I'm going to buy you guys lunch, and I'm going to sit down and help you craft your message so that if you're using the handwriting or hypnotherapy or anything that I can help you with during that boot camp, I want to see if I can craft that message with you and really find your unique selling proposition, because I'm going to sit there in the front row, and James, I'm going to learn how to boost my speaking income, because it's only a small part of what I do now. So I'm particularly interested in sitting there and learning what you have to say in L.A., and I think you've got something in Florida coming up as well.
Yeah, actually, Florida is starting 2 days from today.
Oh, wow.
It's May 4th through the 7th, and Los Angeles is May 18th through the 21st.
So, 21st. Let me write that down. May 18th to 21st is your L.A.
Correct.
And Orlando is 2 days from now.
4th through the 7th, yeah. And I will tell you, and I'm going to say this not out of arrogance but out of confidence, this is the absolute best speaker training you could ever go to if you want to make money. We cover the college market. We cover the corporate market. We cover the youth market. I mean, Bart, I walk out of youth events. And by the way, I show you checks. I prove what I'm telling you at the boot camp because I show you actual checks that I get paid from colleges, and you know, I'll walk out of youth events with $20,000-$30,000. You know,
I think everybody knows I wouldn't have you on this call if you weren't the real deal. I have such good relationships with such successful people.
Sure.
Well, what's the action if they want to get to Orlando? They just call your office. Is there an easy way to get in touch with that enrollment process?
Actually, the easiest way is to go to www.collegespeakingsuccess.com, and the reason is because we have a series of autoresponders about the hotel and all that go out as soon as you register. All you need to do to receive Bart's special offer that I don't even know what he's going to make, you know, unless it was that, you know, about sitting down with him, just put in the comment lines when you submit your registration. There'll be a little box for comments. Just put that you were on the call with Bart.
And he's going to buy me lunch in L.A.
And he's going to buy me lunch. And actually, Bart, could I do something for you for having me on?
Absolutely.
Okay. There are 5 different registration levels based on if you want me to coach you after the boot camp or if you want some of the home study materials. There are 5 different levels that will help you based on what you need. if you want to come in at the lowest level is $29.97. And I calculated this out, Bart. I have them locked in a room for about 50-some hours. When I divide all that up, it comes out to about $40 an hour. My consultation rate's $500 an hour. I don't even do consultations anymore. But yeah. You get this for 40 measly dollars an hour. Okay? No matter which level you choose to register at, if you register within 48 hours, that's the catch. You got to do within 48 hours of this call ending, then I'm going to knock $1,000 off for your people, Bart.
Wow.
So instead of $29.97 at the lowest, they can come at $19.97. If they
they'll make that back in one speech.
Oh my God, I'm gonna make a statement most people won't make. I'll teach them more in the first 2 hours about how to make money than they learned in any other speaker training anywhere. And if you doubt that, just go to the website and you look at the testimonials from people just like you that I've taught. You'll notice one thing's different. They all talk about the money they made.
Not how much they love it or how much fun they had.
Exactly. Exactly. I'd love to help anybody. If you make the commitment to come, I will bust my tail to help you. But you've got to take the first step and make the commitment.
That's a great offer. I didn't know you were going to knock up $1,000. That makes this call even better.
Good. No, I'm glad to do it. But the only catch, they got 48 hours.
Excellent. And that's Orlando or L.A., either one of those, correct?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Good. Well, can I get back to some questions here? There's
yeah,
so much more we
good.
Need to cover.
Yeah.
You spoke to 2,200 colleges, I think, in corporate markets over the years, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And you're still young. By your picture, I think you're 17. I have no idea how old you are. You're impressive.
I just turned 21.
No, I'm 30, right.
36.
Knowing what you know now, and you look back, I mean, what do you think the most important keys for somebody to really make a quick start, so they don't have to spend a year or two struggling? I mean, what's the key to just condense time, compress time, and really make a fast start at making some money on the speaker market?
I really believe this. It comes down to three. And I don't care which market you're going to go into. And I like to keep things real simple. Okay. I wish I would have known this 13-some years ago when I started. I started at a young age, and I would have not wasted a lot of money and time. I mean, I literally one time calculated it was up to about $50,000 that I wasted doing everything the wrong way, and it's when I didn't have 50 cents to rub together. Okay, here are the three things I believe that you need if you want to be successful in a speaking business and put money in your bank account. Number one is a sincere desire to help other people. And Bart, I choose to believe everybody has that. Now, somewhere along the line, they might get a little screwed up, but I believe most people have a sincere desire to help other people where you really want to make an impact on someone else's life and leave a lasting legacy, put your stamp of significance on someone. But here's the catch, and I started to say this early in the call, that is only 10% of the reason that you will be successful as a speaker, because I know many wonderful people who have that sincere desire, but they don't learn how to make money and get bookings and how to market, and they're broke. So don't think that because you have that desire and you have a big heart that that's going to fill your bank account up. That doesn't work that way. And I also have a line, Bart, that I like to tell people, don't fill your ego, fill your bank account. Because the more
nice.
Money you have, the more good you could do for your church, your community, your family, whatever that is. Okay? I'm doing a book with Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. We're doing Chicken Soup for the Athlete Soul because I'm a former athlete. And they're always preaching, not only to me, but other co-authors. Sure, Chicken Soup sold over 100 million books, but don't ever forget, the reason they have sold over 100 million is it's 10% book, 90% marketing.
Yep, absolutely.
You can have the best book in the world. If nobody knows about it, it's sitting on a shelf or in a garage. I tell speakers and hypnotherapists and consultants and coaches, you could be the best and have a great message. You could be the best at what you do, have a great message. If nobody knows about it and how to give you money, then you're not out there speaking. So don't fall into the trap of thinking that that's all it takes. The second thing I think you need is a mentor or a coach from somebody who's been there, done that, and who is still doing it today. Here's how important that is, Bart. I was on a program not too long ago with Michael Jordan.
Wow.
This was a corporate event, not a college event. 600 managers of a sporting goods store. It was Michael Jordan, myself, and two other former NBA basketball players. And I'm sitting there. I was the opening guy, and Jordan was the big cleanup the big attraction.
Sure.
Jordan said something from the stage that changed my life. He said this, "You know, some people consider me one of the greatest basketball players to ever play this game." He said, "You know, I don't know if that's true or not, but I've certainly been able to accomplish a lot in this game that I love. But no matter how accomplished I have been, I always needed a coach." Because, and here's what he went on to say, a coach could see certain things, and I probably knew more than some of these coaches, but a coach could see certain things in certain situations that I was involved with that I couldn't see myself because I was too wrapped up in the situation. I thought, here's the greatest player of all time, in my opinion, telling me and 600 managers how important it is to have a coach. So I immediately left and hired two people to help me with my business, and I probably knew more than them about marketing speaker services, but they have been invaluable because they could see things that I couldn't see.
Well, I don't think most people on the call know this, but I've had a personal coach for over 4 years that
wow.
I meet every couple of weeks for business reasons. And my brother is one of the top corporate coaches and only coaches CEOs of over $20 million companies.
Wow.
So coaching is an important part no matter what business you're in. And if you can find a coach that happens to know your business inside and out, it's invaluable. And it's worth every penny that I've ever paid because it always comes back in exactly that thing. Bart, I know you're the best at what you do here, but you're not seeing this.
Right.
And how do we craft that so you can get more out of what you're doing?
Well, you know, three quick things about coaching. As you said that, it popped in my mind. Number one, I've never paid money for a coach in my life. I've always invested in my future success.
Oh, it's just good reframe, right.
Yeah, it's a free frame, a paradigm shift. I believe when you look at it as you're paying for something, that's a poverty consciousness. When you're looking at it that you're investing in your future success.
Sure.
I mean, that's a prosperity consciousness. And if you just get one idea from your coach, Bart, I mean, that one idea could be $1 million over 3 years.
Yeah, well, we started a business 2 years ago that we decided, and I looked at it, and she goes, "I think this is the best option." And that put about $400,000 in my account over the next 2 years. And it was because that person had a perspective that I couldn't see as clear.
Yeah, and sometimes you just need someone who can be objective and you can bounce ideas off. The other thing is I saw a special on 60 Minutes of about 3 or 4 weeks ago what they did on Tiger Woods, the golfer. And probably right now he's the greatest golfer out there, and he probably, if he keeps going, will be the greatest of all time. They asked him a question. In the off season, how much do you actually work with a coach in practice? And he said, I couldn't believe this. He said, in the off season, 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day I practice with my coach.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, well, you know what? There's a correlation to why he is the greatest golfer. Because he's out there working like that with a coach. Okay, and then the other thing, I just like to throw this in, when you're selecting a coach, I believe you want to look for someone who believes in you and your vision and not your money that you're paying them. So maybe that'll help some folks.
Excellent.
Just the third thing that I think you need, and I wish I would have known this a long time ago, is a proven, time-tested ABC123 connect-the-dots formula that works. You know, Bart, do you have kids, Bart?
No, I do not have kids, but I know of.
I don't have kids either. you know a few, right? You've seen a kid, right?
Yeah.
I use this analogy every time I'm trying to teach anybody something because it's pretty profound. If you wanted to teach your, you know, 5-year-old or 6-year-old how to draw pictures, you'd probably go to Walmart. You'd probably go to some kind of store and buy them a Connect the Dots book. And you'd probably teach them that, honey, as long as you go from number 1 to 2 to 2 to 3 to 3 to 4 to 4 to 5 and so on, a picture will evolve and you can get a picture done.
Now, it'll emerge, right?
Yeah. May not be great the first time. But the more they continue to do it, the better it becomes. Why? Because they follow a formula. Actually, did you know that that's why there is a 7-year waiting list? This is my opinion. Why there's a 7-year waiting list to buy a McDonald's franchise if you can even get one?
Yep, because it's almost guaranteed because they made the system so easy to follow.
There you go. You're almost guaranteed to become a millionaire because you just do what they say. You go to McDonald's University and so on, everything from the bookkeeping to how to fry French fries. So I believe, matter of fact, there are a couple of businesses I own, and when I want to start a new business, I follow these three steps. I have a sincere desire to help people. I go get somebody who knows what they're doing, and I have them coach me on it. And then I follow a proven system that's worked before. I don't try to reinvent the wheel.
I'm the same way. If I can find people who have done it before, it just shortcuts everything. I am way too old to start something and make mistakes if somebody else has pioneered it for me and they've written it down step by step.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's easy, Bart. I think success is easy. I think it comes down to just that. Just find out what works and do it. Find out what doesn't work and don't do it.
Well, I think that's probably why I spend so much money on personal development books and tape courses and internet. I mean, I just constantly like, well, they've already done it. I'd rather spend the money for them and then just learn from them. And I think that's one reason it shortcutted my success at an early age as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I invested $5,000 to sit in a guy's house 2 years ago to watch how he pulls $1.5 million off the internet in his spare bedroom.
Wow.
$5,000 just to go learn. Because I figure, you know what? What's that five? In the first hour, he showed me how I was blowing $2,500.
Nice.
So if I equate that over the lifetime value, let's just say 10 years, I invested $5,000, and over these next 10 years, he saved me $2,500 a year. That's the
nice.
Way I look at it.
Nice. Let me redirect you here a little bit. We've
sure.
got 15 minutes. I want to get to the last couple of key questions. And then open it up for a couple of questions from the audience
here.
Yeah, sure. On the call, we've got, of course, we've got a chef, we've got a hypnotherapist, we've got a lot of people who are experienced in handwriting analysis, and we probably have a slew of other people that I haven't mentioned that have various expertises. Is there any topics that are really in demand in the college market specifically that they could get booked immediately?
Yeah, I'm going to go through about 20 of them.
Okay, get your pencils ready.
So, now let me say this. Number one is not more important than number 11. I'm
okay.
just going to list these in random order. Second thing that is important for you listening, I'm going to lay out a buffet of categories. It's your job as I'm going through these to think where and how your message will fit. And I'll promise you this. I don't know your background on this call, but I guarantee you there will be at least two or three categories your stuff could fit under. Okay,
perfect.
Here we go. In no order. Number one is like motivational or inspirational leadership. This is where you would speak for 60 minutes or less, and this is leadership in a motivational sense. Number two is leadership training. This is where you'll go in for 3 hours or 5 hours or a day and a half and train the student leaders and or the staff. I recently did that at a college in the Hamptons. I did a 9-to-5 leadership training for about 300 student leaders and got a $7,500 check for doing that to go to the Hamptons.
Nice.
Diversity is number three, teaching kids how to get along with each other who are now coming from different backgrounds and, you know, having to interact with each other. Next one is anything ethnic related, like Black history, Native American. February is Black History Month. So anything that relates to an ethnic heritage. Next one is date rape / sexual assault.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, think about, as I'm saying these, Bart, I want you and everybody to think about, these are things that we were probably never taught in college and that are never taught in college. Well, any topic that's not taught in college that a kid needs to hear is a topic that's attractive. My friend Joe Martin told me, he's a professor, I asked him, I said, Joe, at your college, how many girls come forth and say they were sexually assaulted? He said, James, in the first week every August, we have 4 to 8 that come forth.
Wow.
First week. And he said, those are only the girls who come forth. Okay? There's a guy on the college circuit, Mike Domish. His sister was sexually assaulted years ago, so he goes and speaks on that and explains how women can be, young ladies can be safer and what happens to a guy if, you know, he keeps persisting and a young lady says no. Okay? Well, he does about 45 colleges every semester, like he does 90 colleges. And he's, I think, right now about $5,000 a speech.
So he's pulling in $400,000 a year or more.
Not too shabby. Now, that'll pay the water bill.
Wow.
Okay, the next one is anything related to careers. You know, job search strategies, starting your own business, my book From College to the Real World, I teach them how to beat out anyone for any position who looks better than them on a sheet of paper. So I get booked a lot. And here's where you'll get booked a lot. Career day, career week, career month, any kind of job fair. Next one is sexual education. a guy, Jay Friedman. I've known Jay for a long time. He's out of Seattle. We've been on the circuit for about 12, 13 years together. Jay was a sexual education therapist, and he realized one day, you know, kids need to know this stuff that I'm talking to adults about. So he put a program together and started going out and teaching it on college campuses, and it's a very serious program. It's stuff like, how do you apply a condom properly? How do you talk to your new boyfriend or girlfriend and ask the appropriate questions to deal with HIV situations? So avoid that. So it's an educational program that these kids are never taught when they go to school. Okay, the next one is dating / relationships. There's a guy on the college circuit, Dave Coleman, who does a very good program called Creative Dating. And he teaches kids how to have more fun when dating and how to be original and that sort of thing. I just got an email from him about a month ago. He's doing about 12 to 15 colleges a month, and his fee is $4,250. Now, let me pause and say something here, Bart. I've mentioned in this call, I don't know, 5 or 6 different people, and I'll guarantee you that none of you have ever heard of these guys.
Nope, under the radar.
Under the radar, but they're making big bucks because the people who got the money know them. They're not celebrities. Okay, next one is motivation and inspiration. Well, we know that works in any market. Next one, making a successful transition into college. I do a program called The 7 Secrets for College Success. Teaches kids how to get off to a fast start, how to start networking with other students and alumni, how to get professors on their side. And this talk, when I do it, I generally do it in August and September, back to school, and that's when I have pulled 6 figures in 1 month doing this talk. Okay, next one is current events. And what I mean by current events, well, let's say, for example, maybe you have a program that helps create peace in the world or a nonviolent community. Well, right now you'd be real hot commodity because of all the turmoil going on. Next one is celebrity. And when I say celebrity, I don't mean, you know, you're on Oprah or you won American Idol. I'm talking about, remember the dolphin lady example. She wrote a book and she was an expert on how dolphins communicate and how their communication patterns can help us. She was an expert. I watched these kids and faculty run up to get these books autographed. That's what I mean. When you do a book, you're a celebrity. When you have a topic that you speak on, you're actually a celebrity. Okay. The next one is anything that helps the staff with training. So like staff development, well, think about it. Reducing stress, being more productive, better communication skills, working as a team, because they are then going to go out and impact the students. Next one is huge. Anything dealing with alcohol and drug awareness. Rick Barnes, who actually will be one of my guest speakers at my boot camp in May. Rick, in his very first year, he's come to 3 of my boot camps, and in his very first year, he booked 72 talks at $3,500 a speech. He does a program called Drink Think, and he teaches kids that when you're out at a party or a bar or something, you know, we understand. As adults, we know you're going to drink alcohol or try it, but I want to teach you to do it responsibly so you don't get in trouble, and that's what he teaches. Okay, the last few here. Anything dealing with financial-related issues? Well, think about it. How to avoid credit card debt, because these kids are getting creamed with credit card debt. And by the way, if you have unsecured credit card debt when you're coming out and trying to look for a job, you almost cannot get a job because they run background checks. And I know many people who had unsecured credit card debt and could not get a job.
Who knew that? Not me.
I didn't know until I was in the college market. Mark Victor Hansen approached me about doing a book called How to Graduate College Debt Free. You know, and teach these kids some real good strategies because there's no reason they need to come out of school with a lot of debt. Okay, next one, anything helping women. Women's History Month is March. There are more young ladies in college than young men. Okay, so any women-related type issues. Last three here, community service, because a lot of these schools, especially if these students are in a fraternity or a sorority, or if they're in any club or organization on campus, they have to go out and do community service. So if you have a topic, you know, that tells them and reinforces that they are making a difference and what they do is important, then you can get booked. Okay, doing better in school/life. And the very last one, anything dealing with health, fitness, nutrition, eating habits, because, you know, Bart, these kids get in school and they start eating horribly. And they start drinking alcohol and, you know, they're up at 2 and 3 in the morning studying and they're not eating properly and they're undernourished. So
it's called the freshman 15 is what we call it. They always gain 15 pounds when they get there.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's it. Those are the topics. So I'm going to take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Ketcha, good job. Good job. Okay. There's a couple minutes left. I have one more question. You mentioned something and I don't think we left the loop open. You talked about mentoring and you talked about if people decide they want to come to your seminar, there's different levels.
Oh, correct.
And you said, hey, you get a discount on the first level. Is there a program where they get more mentoring or can get a little bit faster track service besides the just the one seminar or the 3-day weekend?
Yeah, and that's all explained on the website. It would eat up a lot of time for me to explain the 5 different levels, so it'd be most easy if they just read it. But you'll have no matter which level you choose, I'll still give you $1,000 off any level if you do it within 48 hours. And here's what's important. When you put in your information and your credit card information, okay, you make sure you put in the comment line that you heard me on Bart's call. Okay, so my assistant knows to adjust it. Here's the other.
And also, so your assistant will send me the list of people so I can have lunch with them if they're in L.A.
Absolutely, yep. And the other thing, real important, when you register, make sure you do not click the one lump sum payment because I'm going to let your people, Bart, pay in 3 payments.
Really?
How's that?
They'll probably make the money back before they get their 3rd credit card statement, probably.
Yeah, because that'll be 60 days from, like, today or tomorrow when they register. But if that helps, because I believe I have to do whatever I can ethically and morally to get somebody there because they don't even realize what they've been missing out on. And I know that if I could just get them there, that the information will change their life and put money in their account.
Well, the testimonies I saw were unbelievable, and I know you probably have the same thing I do at all my seminars, is, you know, if you're not happy, we'll give you your money back on the spot. And I've never had a refund, and I'm sure you haven't either because you over-deliver.
It says it right on the website in print, right under the, I think it's right under the registration form. There's a big more than your money back guarantee. So if you think that what I'm teaching you at the boot camp is a bunch of BS, I'll give your money back. And I mean this sincerely in the most humble way. I don't need anybody's 1997 that bad. But I promise you this, and here's a guarantee. I said it earlier. Within the first 2 hours, I'll teach you more about how to make money as a speaker than you learned anywhere else. 2 hours.
The free report about the key people who can book you,
right,
that's on the website when they registered.
Yep.
So go back and look at the registrations as well as the series of autoresponders. And are we out of time here? Or do we have time for questions?
No,
straight
no,
up on top take, of the hour here.
Yeah, let's take some questions.
Are you sure? Does everybody mind going a few minutes over?
No, that's fine, Bart. It's,
okay.
It's been very enthralling for the Louisianian guy.
Excellent, excellent. So if you want to ask the question, go ahead and hit *6, and we'll keep the recording going, and we'll go as long as James. You think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bill from Dallas, just wondering about beginners. If you think it might be good to go to a Toastmasters to
go.
No.
No. I'm sorry. What's your name, Bill?
Bill. Yeah.
Bill.
Bill. No. Well, if you want to speak for free, you could go to Toastmasters. If you want to speak for a fee, you come to me.
Okay.
I've done Toastmasters. They brought me in to speak to teach their various groups how to make money, and I have a rule. I say, look, I'll come in and teach your people, but you're not going to be holding those damn signs up telling me all this red flag, blue flag crap. So you either let me teach them how to put money in their account, or you let them keep being broke.
Mm-hmm.
No, I love people like you, Bill. Here's why. I love new beginning speakers, and here's why. You don't have any bad habits yet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any limiting beliefs. You don't have any preconceived beliefs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You, a person like you, will listen to me more than the $10,000 speaker I got sitting in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a whole gamut. You know, we have somebody who's never given a speech before, people who are working full-time and are thinking about trying to speak, all the way up to $10,000, $15,000 speakers, and I have celebrity people that come too. I train a lot of like former NBA players, and I have people that were finalists for The Apprentice,
stuff like that.
Too.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me comment on that, James. When I was at Pepperdine, I dropped down a speech class because the teacher was telling me how to give a proper speech according to the textbook.
Yeah.
I was making $3,000 a day doing hypnosis seminars at 19 years old. And this guy was telling me that I'm going to get a C because I didn't open and close a speech according to the textbook.
That's amazing.
I went to Dean of College and told him to clear me out of that class, and the guy's a total moron. And I ended up taking another speech class. But no, you don't have to go by the formula. And I agree with you. Toast sessions may be okay, but I got to tell you, let's go listen to James on how to make some cash.
Yeah.
Hey, Bart, I have one. Scott Taylor in L.A.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question. I've been dealing with this awful stage fright. When I get up there, I just lose my train of thought. I need more notes to do it, and I want to throw the damn notes away. Alone in my studio, I'm awesome. When I'm in front of people, I'm like this chicken, and I turn into a different person. How do you deal with that stuff?
Okay, well, you know, rather than, you know, maybe using like a hypnosis to reprogram your limiting beliefs and your fears and all that, I'll tell you what works for me. Okay, first of all, you weren't born with the fear of giving a speech.
Right.
Okay, so understand that. Second thing is, I've done 2,200 paid talks. I did a talk last Monday in Iowa. I did two Thursday and Friday in Newport Beach and one Saturday in Las Vegas, and I still get nervous before I go on. Okay, so understand that it's very natural what you're experiencing. One thing that I've taught a lot of people to do, if you have a signature opening, meaning you open the same way no matter what you're talking about, it helps you because it becomes habitual. It helps you to get into the flow. I do the same opening every time. I never speak from the front of the stage. When they introduce me, I'm usually coming from the back, or I'm sitting in the audience, and I just stand up and start speaking from the audience. And it gives me control over them rather than me feeling like they have control over me, because I shock them and they don't know what I'm doing. The other thing is this. Don't be scared to have notes. There are times when, and I could tell you some of the biggest product sellers from the stage and some of the biggest speakers you've ever heard of, you would know these people if I mentioned their names. You know, one of the reasons why they use PowerPoint or they use note cards or handouts or a transparency is because they're cheating. And it helps them to remember things. Okay, so don't feel bad that, like, hey, I can't use a PowerPoint or a transparency or I can't give handouts. No. If that's what helps you, I still use notes to this day to trigger thoughts. Now, I don't read word for word. Actually, I was at Pepperdine University a couple years ago with a whole bunch of celebrity speakers. The chancellor put this program on. Big name former boxer, former heavyweight champ of the world, read his entire speech word for word. I don't think you want to do that.
Right.
But it's perfectly okay. Don't feel bad, Scott, that, like, if you've got some notes to refer to, okay, it's totally cool. I've seen Les Brown, who's an incredible speaker, walk on stage with a notebook and during his speech flip the page to go to the next couple of points. Okay, so I wouldn't be so nervous. And the other thing is this, and this is one thing I will say Toastmasters is really good for, is it gives you stage time and practice time.
Right.
And unfortunately, Scott, there's nothing that helps you to overcome the fear more, and there's nothing that gets you better than actual time in front of an audience.
Cool. Thank you.
You're
James,
welcome.
James, this is Reverend Lacey. Obviously, you know I'm not afraid of people because I'm a preacher, okay?
You've
been doing it for 10 years.
Where are you from, Reverend Lacey?
I'm originally from Trenton, New Jersey, educated in Philadelphia, but got here in Louisiana.
Okay.
It's a whole long story, okay?
Oh, you're that guy. You're the Louisiana guy.
Yes, I am right now. Amen. I want to hone my skills, obviously, because I want to take an inspirational message out there, because I'm a practicing minister, and I'm an evangelist, and also I'm an author and an internet marketer. So all that being said is that how can I bring an inspirational message without delineating my faith to a college?
I don't really see what the tough part is.
Well, you know, I felt that a lot of secular places would not accept a preacher of the gospel, because he's going to come and talk about Jesus. That's the bottom line. That's what he does best.
Well, I'll give you a prime example. I'm sure you know of Pastor John Maxwell.
No, I don't know him personally.
So you've never heard of John Maxwell? Oh, my God. Go to enjoy.com.
I'll do that.
Pastor Maxwell, I mean, he's got about 20 books in the bookstore. The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Teamwork, How to Be a People Person. Okay? I mean, he's a pastor who has two businesses. One is he teaches churches how to build their churches,
mm-hmm.
how to get more people. But then the other side, he speaks to corporate America on leadership and communication, and he's the prime example. He does not bring the spiritual sense into the corporate arena or the college arena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've got to really, you know, I got whether you agree with this or not, I'm just telling you, I know what the market will bear. You can't have that spiritual sense with the, I'm not spiritual sense, you can't have the spiritual words speaking in a program like this. However, I will tell you, Zig Ziglar does that. You know, Zig's a big Christian.
Yes, he is.
And he talks about some of that, but I think, you know, when you've been doing it 50 or 60 years and you're making $20 million a year whether you speak or not, I think you can get away with it. John Maxwell is somebody who I would study if I was you. Okay,
right.
And I love him. He's one of my favorite speakers.
Right.
And I've heard him speak many times in corporate America, and he doesn't bring the whole spiritual part into it. You know, I mean, he'll joke about it, but he's not there trying to convert people or anything like that. And he'll speak to 15,000 leaders of Walmart and like that. So buy some of his stuff and visit enjoy.com and follow the patterns of how he does it. I think he's $20,000 a speech.
I receive that.
Okay.
Thank you.
James,
this is John in Ontario, California.
Hey, John. My uncle lives there.
I've done quite a bit of speaking, and in fact, I'm a DJ and stuff, so crowds don't scare me at all. But the one thing you talked about, you got to have a book or something. I have written a book. I've got it put together, but getting it published and getting it actually physically made without having to mortgage the house is where I'm stuck at first.
I teach people, and I do books for 50 cents.
Get out.
Uh-huh. I have a book called Success Starts with Attitude. It's 64 pages. It's about 6x6. Don't sweat the small stuff. See, and this is something else. We cover a whole day of this in the boot camp. John, how many pages is your book?
It's, I think it's 75.
Pages? Oh, that's beautiful. I have a teenager book called Teenager's Tips for Success, 96 pages. It's a 6x9 book size, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it cost me, you know, I print up about 1,000 to 1,200 copies, and it cost me roughly, I don't know, 90 cents or a dollar a book, maybe $1.10. The other thing is you could do what's called POD, print on demand, where
right.
you only print them when you need them. Now, the cost is a little higher. So depending on, like, see, I sell a lot of books, so I print more up. I don't print like 50 here, 20 here, but print on demand. I go through the traditional printing route, and I'll print 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 books up, never over 5,000. But like when I print the teenager book at 5,000 copies, you know, I get them for like 85 cents a book. And that's a 96-page book. By the way, you want to print in the Midwest because that's where paper is the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the printer that I use is out of Michigan, but there's some in Kansas. If you want to look up my printer on the Internet, it's Data Reproductions. I think it's datapro.com. The paper is the most expensive part of any book. That's why you want to do it in the Midwest, because that's where paper is the cheapest.
Right, okay. Okay, so, wow, that's very, very reasonable. You just send them what, the things in, well, I got in PDF and Word, so either one of those.
Yeah, they'll work with you on every step. They'll have a rep that'll walk you right through it. I've used them as well.
Yeah, again, you just let's do whatever they tell you, John.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, we're starting from zero. So, okay, hey, thank you very much, James and Bart both.
No problem. You're welcome.
James, good. Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Go ahead.
I have a question. I don't have a college degree. I have taken a lot of courses. I have a very non-traditional education, although an extensive education.
Doesn't matter for the college circuit.
Okay, and just one other quick follow-up question. What, if any, handouts or anything like that do you use? Do you use any at all? Do you use the PowerPoint or not?
It depends. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I have different programs I do. You know, like when I'm speaking at a corporate event, well, see, a lot depends on the setting. Like I was speaking this past weekend in Newport Beach, California. There are only about 35 people in the room, and I was doing like a 2-hour training on how to make money as a speaker and how to print books and do products and all that. I used a PowerPoint plus a handout for them.
Okay.
Because I wanted them to see certain things on the screen, but I also, they were taking a bunch of notes because it was really a training session.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I did the program with Michael Jordan, I was just doing a 45-minute rah, rah, rah. When I do those 45-minute motivational talks, I don't use any kind of PowerPoint. It's just me speaking. You know, I'm telling some of the inspirational stories. I'm making two or three points. I'm telling a lot of jokes because I'm really in that setting and more of an entertainer. Okay, because it's like kicking off an event. I'm not training and teaching. It's kind of like, hey, kick off our event, and then they're going to go to their breakout sessions. When I'm at a college, I'm usually speaking for about an hour, and I don't use any notes. Now, I know people who speak for an hour, and they use PowerPoint or transparency or whatever. It's whatever best suits you. Remember, be who you are and do what makes you comfortable. It's not about, you know, everybody's using PowerPoint, so I should do it. No, it's whatever makes you comfortable.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hey, James.
Yes.
Yeah, Larry from Colorado.
Hey, Larry.
Hi. I've never really thought about the speaking thing. I'm not a speaker. I am in Toastmasters.
Okay.
But, you know, financially, this would be really tough to do, and my wife would, I know she wouldn't be for it. Any recommendations? I mean,
yeah, first of all, stay in Toastmasters because, again, nothing gets you better than, you know, being up there in front. I don't care if it's five people. There's just something to be said when you're actually facing the audience and you're not sitting there as an audience member. You know, you sweat, you get nervous, you get the butterflies. So keep doing it for that sense, okay? Also, get Dottie Walter's book, Speak and Grow Rich. Okay, you can buy it on Amazon. It was something that helped me a lot when I started out. Okay, and I didn't know anything. It's a real good starting point that will give you a good overview of that. And then when you're, you know, you, as you progress and you're ready and you move along, I've got some home study courses or you can come to a boot camp. But when you're ready to really dive into it, whether you come to me or not, make sure you go to somebody that's not going to blow smoke toward you. Make sure you go where you're going to learn how to make money.
Like Paul Harkunian, he has a speaking program.
Yeah, I just talked for him. I was one of his guest speakers. It was myself, Paul Harkunian, and Bill Glazer put it on in February. I was one of three guest speakers. It was myself, Ron LeGrand, who's a big real estate guy. But Ron is also one of the top product sellers from the stage. I mean, he's done 1.7 million in products after a 90-minute speech. I mean, he knows what he's doing. Oh. And then another lady, what's her name? Susan Berkeley, who was a voice coach. They just kind of brought her in to, you know, teach how you do voice inflection. She's the voice for AT&T.
Yeah, I saw her.
Paul is great. Paul's stuff is fabulous. Mm-hmm. And but what Paul's is, he teaches you how to construct talks to sell from the stage, not be paid a check. They brought me into their February, it was out here in Vegas, Bill Glazer and Paul Harkunian brought me in to teach how to get paid checks. There's two sides to the business. You could get paid checks and talk about what you know, or you could speak for free and sell products from the stage. Those guys are the best in the business at doing that. Okay, they brought me in to teach how to get paid checks.
If you don't have products yet, or you don't know how to get booked, I think, I guess that would be the starting point is to get booked, and secondary, build a product line.
Absolutely. And also, Bart, this is what a lot of people fail to realize. There is a real art to selling products. Okay? And a lot of people aren't ready to do that side of the business yet. Sell from the, speak for free, sell from the stage. Okay? And a lot of people are scared to do that. And I'll tell you, it's a lot harder to do that than get paid a check. So what I say is, while you're learning that, because that could be very lucrative, you know, this event I did in Newport Beach, I have no problem sharing numbers with you. There were 35 people there. I talked for free, taught them for two straight hours, a lot of content and information. There were 35 people, but there were really only 28 people who were with or considered buying units, because seven of the 35 already came through one of my speaker trainings. So you take them out of the equation because they're not going to buy from you, so to speak, because they already bought from you. So there were 28 people there. I talked for free, and I did $31,000 in product sales. Okay, so I do both sides of the game. I do speak at some events for free, and teach, and then they buy my products. And then on the other side, I get paid checks to show up. And that's kind of what I do to you in the boot camp. I teach you both sides. When you're ready to learn the product selling, you want to learn from Paul Hartunian and these guys, because Paul is phenomenal. You know, Paul averages about $70,000 from the stage.
Should we be concerned about saturation, speaker saturation?
Well,
as you're teaching all these people and Paul is teaching these people to be speakers, you know, the competition, the saturation type.
So a specific market in general? Well, let me, a couple things. I get your question. Okay. Let me tell you this. There are 4,000, let's take the college market. There are 4,000 colleges in the U.S. Okay. 2-year and 4-year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the report I gave you, or that you could get, the 17 people, I have had 17 different departments over the years who have booked me to speak. Okay, but let's say that there are only 10. Let's make it real easy, even a lower number. There are only 10 departments at every college. And let's say, you know, again, 4,000. If you take 4,000 times 10, that's 40,000 opportunities every single year. If you did... if you just did 30 talks a year, it would take you 1,333 years to hit all those departments and all those colleges. Now, I'm not a genius, but I don't think you're going to live that long. And I don't think we're going to live that long. I read a study, because I read all these speaker reports, like the industry reports, and here's what this report said, that on average, every day in America, there are about 7,000 opportunities for you to speak. And I'm like, what? 7,000? Then the report went on, and here's where it made a lot of sense. It said, look at Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas. You look at one casino, one hotel, and how many events they have going on at that one casino, one hotel every day. Then you look at all the other casinos and hotels here in Vegas. This is just Vegas. And then you look at Reno. And then you look at all over California and all over the U.S., how many of these are going on every day? Then you look at colleges and universities. Then you look at people going in and speaking in high schools. And you look at, like, you know, all-women internet marketing group. You know, so when you look at all these different groups, then you can understand why there would be 7,000. Okay, the other thing is this. Paul is really teaching how to craft a speech and how to sell from the stage. And it's phenomenal. He has helped me in that area more than any other person. Okay? But he's not really teaching you how to go out there and beat out people or pursue positions. That's not what his training really is. I mean, he'll show you some of that, but it's really how to craft a message that gets people to want to take your stuff home. And it is the best stuff out there for that. Okay, so there's really not a competition amongst people that he's training. Let's take people that I'm training. Okay, it would be real easy to say that, you know, I train on average 50 to, I don't know, 70 we've got 42 people coming to Orlando, and we've got about 65 in Los Angeles. So you figure right around 90 to 100. Well, look at all the speaking opportunities out there. You only need like one or two a month. Or three or four to do extremely well.
Right,
and then the other thing, I hate to say this, and I hope you're not one of these people, but a lot of people just don't get off of their ass and do anything. They sit there and, you know, they leave some training and they go back doing the same old, same old. I mean, a lot of people don't do much. I used to get mad at speakers. I used to yell at them. And I'd say, you know, I'd check in with them like 3 months later. Well, how's it going? Well, yeah, yeah, I just hadn't gotten around to it. I got your stuff up on the shelf. I'm like, well, what the hell did you come to my training for? Yeah. So then I heard a line one time by Cavett Robert, who's one of the founding members of NSA. He said, you're responsible to people. You're not responsible for them. I'm responsible to try to teach you as much as I can to help you. But if you don't want to get off your ass and do some, it's not my fault.
Let me throw back to a question you had earlier about product sales and stuff. A lot of people have books. A lot of them have no books at all. And some of the rumor is if you don't have products to sell it back in the room, you can't make any money. I think you've illustrated very clearly that there is speaking fees and you can make money from the college market. And for anyone on the phone, I mean, Deborah, who's one of my guests coming up soon, she is taking one of my basic handwriting courses. She's spending an hour on the phone with me recording a CD. And she's putting her picture on front of the course.
Mm.
So when she speaks to hypnotherapists across the country, she now is a co-author about how to use handwriting and hypnotherapist, and it's going to take her about an hour to create an $80 course that she can sell and buy from wholesale for me for the next 10 years.
There you go.
So it's not, you don't have to spend 10 years like I have creating back-of-the-room sales. You can approach anybody that happens to have something of your line or your theme like me and say, can I record an hour CD with you, put my name on it? Heck yeah, why would I not sell it to you at a little over wholesale?
Why would I not?
I'm thrilled to do it.
I teach everybody this in my boot camp. If you have a message, you go to Radio Shack. Here's how simple it could be. Now, I'm saying this on the very simplest, cheapest way possible. You have a message that you could talk about for 45 minutes to an hour. If you do a one-hour session with an individual, pretend like you're with an individual, okay? If you have a speech, pretend like you're giving a speech. You go to Radio Shack, you can get a $40 recorder with a little $20 microphone that plays tapes, or you could get a more expensive one that's a digital. But I'm just trying to show you, if you want to do this really cheaply, and I did this before, this is how I know. I walked around my house with a recording, and I acted like I was speaking in front of a group. I visualized it, okay, and I recorded it. I took it down to a little duplicating place. They duplicated it, and I had like a little label created that looked, you know, professional with my picture on it, and I slapped it together. I started selling it for $10. Then, you know what else you could do? And here's a website you can go to. This is my sister's site. I don't get anything from this. I just do this. I put this together for her to help people. www.transcribeyourbook.com. She's a medical transcriptionist. What I used to do is send her all my audios that I would record like that, and she would transcribe them into the written word. I would bind them up and have a book done. Literally have a book done in about 48 hours.
Yep.
So don't tell me you can't have product. Absolutely. I think we're going to lose.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We better wrap up before they kick us off.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And, James, thanks again, everybody. Thanks for joining our call.
You're welcome. Thanks,
hopefully,
Bart.
We'll see you guys in Orlando and Los Angeles.
All right. You take care.
Hey, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.